shoes and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Hi, folks. Tune in every Saturday at 11 a.m. for the Relive Lifestyles program. I'm David Leeds. Hear from people throughout the country who have achieved tremendous control of their health and finances through the balanced nutritional products being offered by Relive International worldwide. Tune in every Saturday at 11 a.m. on WCNO for the Lifestyles program. More information is available at 1-888-871-8734.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks gutter professionals of the Palm Beaches and owner-operator Tim Crouch for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Gutter professionals providing seamless gutter installations throughout Palm Beach County, specializing in gutter repairs, gutter cleanouts, downspout underground drainage, and chemical-free pressure cleaning. With 10 years of gutter installation experience, owner-operator Tim Crouch will be on every job site overseeing and conducting your seamless gutter installation or repair. For more information, Tim can be reached at 561-294-1433. That number again is 561-294-1433. For detailed information on services provided, you can check them out on the web at gutterprofessionalsinc.com.
Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2014 school year. If you live in St. Lucie County and have a desire for your child's education to include Christian values and principles, then we want to meet you. Golden Rule Academy offers small class sizes, caring Christian educators, sports, and both accelerated and paced ESE programs. Free K-12 grade scholarships are available and going fast. Call today, 464-1597. Again, that's 464-1597. Golden Rule Academy, training up children in the way they should go for over 8 years.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
I mean, if God's not graced me to be a lawyer, I don't care if I spend 12 years in law school. It's not going to be good for me. I have to be called to be a lawyer. Come on. But God anoints us to do this stuff in our life. If God's called me to be a pastor, then he anoints me to be a pastor, then I'm walking in my call. You have to be what God's destined you to become. Oh, Jesus, help us. Amen? But the picture of our success is not what our business card says or what job we have or what ministry we have. The picture of success is what comes out of the crushing of our lives. That's how we know what we're anointed to do or not. Praise the Lord. I say let's just all live in the grace that God's put sovereignly on our life. Let's just walk in that grace that he's given us and really begin to understand the destinies that are on our life and begin to, you know, because when you do that, that's when the anointing comes out of the crushing of our life. Amen? Because it's not what I do in this life. It's whether I have abandoned it all for him or not. That's what it boils down to, ladies and gentlemen. Have I just given it all to him? Because the truth is that he abandoned it all for me. Didn't he? Come on, amen. What makes you and I important is not that I own a restaurant or I'm the CEO of a company or a movie star or a good parent or a husband or wife. What makes us important to God is that 2,000 years ago, Jesus came to earth and lived an unselfish life and did everything that we couldn't do and then climbed up on a cross and died for you and I. That's really what makes you important this morning. Amen. That's what makes me important. It's not the fact that you're a husband or a wife, that you're a lawyer or a janitor, that you're an artist or a musician that makes you important. It's that Jesus put his seal upon you. Amen? It's the fact that the King of Glory loves you. That's what makes you important. That's what makes you noticed, amen? You're important because God cared enough about you to get you involved. God cared enough about you to get involved in the affairs of your life. I mean, that's pretty important that God takes time to compound your life. You're so important. Jesus. Ooh. Listen, never let your failures mess you up, because in His sovereign will, He knew that we were all crippled when He called us. We were all a mess. None of us had it together when He called us. Can someone help me this morning? Let me know that to be true. He knew that we all had weaknesses. He knew that some of us dealt with lust. Some of us dealt with hatred. Some of us dealt with inconsistency. Some of us dealt with insecurity. A lot of us had rejection issues. He knew that we had those anger fits when He put an anointing on our lives. He knew that. God's not dumb. God didn't make a mistake when He called you. Come on, amen. Listen, if I had been God, I wouldn't have wrote all the stuff in the Bible. The book would have been a lot shorter because I left out all the bad stuff about people. Some of them people I wouldn't even put in the Bible. Why is God telling me that? That's terrible. I mean, I know what I'm talking about. I wouldn't have told the part about Moses being able to go, couldn't go into the promised land because he couldn't control his temper. Here's Moses, part of the Red Sea, but couldn't control his temper, and he couldn't even go in the promised land. I wouldn't have wrote in the Bible about David like to peek into women taking showers, peek into the shower while they was bathing. A man after God's own heart was a peeping Tom. Come on. I wouldn't have put that in there. Standing up on top of the building watching ladies undress. King David, amen. I don't care how you dress it up. That's what he was. Come on, amen. Solomon, King Solomon was worse than any movie star we got today. Come on, how many know that to be true? 400 wives, 300 concubines? My God. He had more wives and concubines than there was days in a year. I wouldn't have put in there that a rising evangelist and a rising prophet ran off and married a prostitute. I would have never put that in the Bible. I want to put in there that one man spent 3 years with Jesus. I mean, walked with him every day, saw miracles, went up on the Mount of Transfiguration with him, saw God transfigured right in front of him, saw Jesus transfigured right in front of him, and then a few days later was out in the middle of the street cussing up the storm saying, "I don't know him, you blankety blank blank blank, I don't know him." I'd have left that out. I left that part in there. Yeah, you're going to be the rock. Forget all that cussing. You're forgiven. I would have put, but God put that in the Bible. Amen. Somebody say consecrated. So when you recognize that it's Him that declares us to be holy, that He processes us through the valleys and the storms of our life with all the compounding of all the successes and failures and the affairs of our life to create in us a holy, set apart anointing. And then He said this, He said, there's a limitation to this anointing that's on your life. He said, this anointing oil must never be put on flesh. He said, don't do it, because not only is it consecrated, it's got some limitations. You can't just anoint anything. In other words, it can never be used on that which is alien or foreign to God. He's not talking about the flesh like your skin, because it's a picture here in the Old Testament. But the spiritual application is this. Don't ever try to put your anointing on something carnal. Don't put anointing on carnality and call it God. I mean, that's a disease in the church of our country today. People calling something anointed that's really from the pit of hell. Oh, help us, Jesus. Can I go a little deeper? In the Hebrew, it says literally, it will not pour. When He says, don't pour it on, it literally says, it will not pour. In other words, don't put it on anything carnal. It will not pour on anything carnal. It can't sustain anything carnal. What are you saying, Pastor? What are you trying to tell me this morning? Well, here's what I'm talking about. We've got to come to a point in the body of Christ that we quit promoting carnal gifts and expect God to anoint it. There's a lot of that in the church today. So what does that mean? It means that I got to make sure that I'm guarding and protecting the anointing, because there are limitations to it. Do you know, the sad part in the body of Christ is that a lot of people sit in the pews and they really don't have a spiritual consciousness to be able to discern what is real anointing and what is not real anointing. And they can't tell the difference between anointing and talent. Come on. Listen, there's a pastor told me down in Miami that they get together and got some of the best talent in the world. He said, I looked across the stage. He said, I saw the worship leader there was having an affair. The woman behind him was sleeping with another woman's husband on the same choir. All this stuff going on in the church. And people sitting on people going, oh, it's so anointed. I mean, you can go to a secular concert or a secular show and you can be moved to tears. You ever watch a good movie and at the end of it, like Old Yeller, you're crying? I just dated myself, didn't I? Some of them make you cry. But we can be moved by our emotions and we can weep all the way home. Why? Because if we only respond to God in our emotions, then anybody talented can move our emotions. Right? Amen? If a man has learned anything about preaching, he knows that there are certain buttons that he can push on some people to get the altar full at the end of the service. He can pack it out. Look, I could have this church full every Sunday. I know I could if I wanted to. But it wouldn't be the anointing of God on my life doing it. It would be me doing it. All I got to do is start watering down the gospel and become your friend. And stop preaching the truth. And this place will fill up in a month. We start having self-help, get healthy and live right, and how to have peace on your flight to Dallas. And I can do it. What are you talking? I'm just saying you can do it in talent. But I feel like God's anointed us and mandated us to preach the truth around here. Come on, amen. But we got this going on in church. People that leave on Sunday morning and say, boy, that was good, but they don't have nothing to carry them through the week because it might have sounded good, it might have looked good, but their life didn't change. Their life wasn't impacted. They didn't carry anything out, amen? Because what they heard was stimulation, not impartation. See, I want to be a church that imparts truth, that brings true freedom, amen? And it's not just about, let me get everything right. It's about, let me get everything right, but let me be consecrated and anointed while we do it. Amen? Because it won't pour on carnality. It won't pour on carnality. It's just talent. And talent can get by for a while, but there won't be real effective change. There'll be a lot of money flowing, but there won't be real effective change. There'll be a lot of buildings built, but there won't be real effective change. Come on, are you seeing that this morning? He said, let this be an anointing throughout the generations. How many of you understand that what you've got, God wants you to impart to the next generation? He wants you to give it away.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. You're my company.
God wants you to pour out of yourself. What about your kids? I don't want to be anointed. I don't want and have my kids not be anointed. Do you? I want that anointing to flow. Amen. Who impacted you? Who touched you? Who sparked your life? Who caused you to come into the kingdom? What anointing was it that drew you in? Think about that. There was an anointing somewhere that got you here, or you wouldn't be here this morning. Not only did he say, don't put it on carnality, but don't have anything else like it. Don't have anything else like it. In other words, don't let there be an imitation of the anointing. We've seen some of that, huh? You've been to some charismatic Pentecostal services? I mean, it's just like walking into Hollywood. Now, I ain't going to judge, because I've seen some people under anointing do some crazy things. But when they were out in the parking lot smoking a cigarette and cussing right before that and right after that, something ain't right. Oh, Jesus. Don't let there be any imitation on the anointing. There's a lot of things that look like the anointing, but it ain't really anointing. Why? Because God's anointing has a divine patent on it. It's divine. It's from Him. It doesn't come from man. If you got your Bibles, look in Proverbs chapter 7. This passage, he's not just teaching principles. He's telling a story here that's teaching principles. And we all read this passage and we think it's about adultery. And it is, but there's principles that go much deeper here. And I wanted to share that with you this morning. Chapter 7, verse 1 of Proverbs. It says, "My son, keep my words. Treasure my commands within you. Keep my commands and live. And my law is the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, you are my sister. And call understanding your nearest kin. That they may keep." See, what we're talking here, what we're talking about here is he's talking about protecting that anointing. Stay focused. Protect the anointing. That they may keep you from the immoral woman. One translation says the strange woman. The strange woman. From the seductress who flatters with her words. "For at the window of my house I looked through my lattice and saw among the simple." Somebody say simple. Let me know that the simple in biblical terms is not talking about people that are mentally challenged. Amen. The simple literally mean immature people. People that have not matured. People that are immature in what they're doing. They have little understanding. They have a little revelation about how they live their life. He said, "I perceived among the youth a young man devoid of understanding." He was immature. He had a gift, but he didn't have a clue about what to do with the gift that he had. You see that? Verse 8 says, "Passing along the street near her corner, and he took the path to her house in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and the dark night. And there a woman met him with the attire of a harlot and a crafty heart. She was loud and rebellious. Her feet would not stay home. At times she was outside and times in the open square, lurking at every corner. So she caught him and kissed him. With impudent face, she said to him, 'I have peace offerings with me today. I have peace offerings with me today. I have paid my vows. So I came out to meet you diligently to seek your face, and I have found you.'" Now watch this. Watch this very closely. Verse 16, "I have spread my bed with tapestry, colored coverings of Egyptian linen." Don't miss this. "I have perfumed," the same word, "I have apothecaried my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love until morning. Let us delight ourselves with love. For my husband is not home. He has gone on a long journey. He has taken a bag of money with him and will come home on the appointed day." Listen to me, she said, "I have prepared a bed for you, even for you to have intimacy. The only problem is," she says, "I have myrrh, I have aloes, and I have cinnamon." She only had three ingredients of the anointing. There's five ingredients to the anointing. Which tells us, if you went in her bedroom, it had the smell of myrrh, and it had the smell of cinnamon, so it had the bitter and the sweet things mixed together, but there was no real anointing there. Come on, somebody. It was a fraud. It was a fake. It wasn't the real deal. It was an imitation. And because it was an imitation, it was a trap that went out to seduce them into a place of being uncovered, of being under an uncovered anointing. Come on, are you seeing this morning? Listen to me. Most people are being seduced and tempted by three primary things. These three things have been the appearance of the anointed life. They've given us this appearance. But if you don't carefully steward your life, they're nothing more than the bed of a prostitute. They're a cheap imitation of what's real. And it's there to trap us, to seduce us in the body of Christ from the real anointing. The first one that I see in the body of Christ more than anything else is money. Somebody say money. Decisions in churches and ministries and calls of God on people's lives are determined more by their financial situation rather than by the leading of the Holy Ghost. Money has become the determining factor on whether a ministry will do something or not do something. I mean, no, your life is not your own. Isn't that right? And if you can be bought, you'll be seduced. Let me try that again. If you can be bought, you can be seduced. The second seductress is power. Because most people, you know what? Most people like the power of success. We want to be successful. We want to be above. We want to be ahead. You know, success has been the downfall of a lot of anointed people in our culture today, especially in the United States of America. Some of these pastors, they had such a following because the anointing on their life and the success of their ministry looks so good, but then it ends up going straight to their head. And the ministry begins to crumble from inside. They think, man, look at me. I can't even go in a restaurant without people walking up to me and recognizing who I am and wanting to take time and talk to me. And people, I'm God's man of faith and God's man of power. Wrong. But it's a sickness. Listen, we got some evangelists and some preachers today with bodyguards that nobody even wants to kill. They just got the bodyguards and the protection just so they look like they're important. Ain't nobody even trying to kill them. You want to get somebody to try to kill you? Go out and burn a Koran. The third seductress is influence. Somebody say influence. I mean, influence is just a controlling, manipulative factor. The ability to influence people has gone straight to some people's heads. They're all false. They're all a trap that take us away from the real anointing of God. They're a hindrance to your walk. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, God is calling us to be set apart for Him. God is calling us to live a holy and an anointed life. There's so many counterfeits out there. There's so many frauds out there. I even get fooled from time to time. That's why we got to stay so tuned in to the Holy Ghost. Because it comes so quickly. I want to pray with you today. If you would, just bow your heads. I want to pray that when the presence of the Lord moves, we know to move. And that we don't crowd it. That we stay consecrated and set apart before God. That we as a church, as Truth Church, as a corporate body this morning, that we truly know what it means to be anointed of God. That we don't live our lives for our own selves, but we live our lives for Jesus. That He's the primary focus for all of us. That we hear the voice of the Lord clearly. That we know when to move, we know when to turn, we know when to jump. Because we're anointed. My heart for every believer in this house is that the anointing, the true anointing of God, rests on your life like never before. And not because of something you do, but because God has chosen you to be anointed. All we have to do is allow Him to compound us. Will you allow God to compound your life today? To mix you thoroughly into that beautiful thing that He wants you to be. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, I pray for every person within the sound of my voice this morning. Anointing. Anointing. Anointing, fall on us. Anointing. Fall in this place. Soak our hearts. Anoint us. With your Holy Ghost. Anointing. Lead us. Guide us. I declare that in the name of Jesus over every believer. If you believe that this morning, say amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.